Lots of high school sports around the area last night. Let's start with high school track and field. Audubon hosting the Wheeler Relays last night. On the boys' side, Trainer wins the team title with 116 points. Adair Casey Guthrie center with 79 was second. Audubon third with 66. Underwood and Griswold round out the top five in that 11-team field. Among the individual winners, Brett Daly of Trainer took the 100-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. Daly also the champ in the 400 meters. Jalen Humphrey of Underwood wins the 800 meters. Nolan Smith of Audubon champ in the 110 hurdles. Trey Castle of Trainer took the 1600-meter title. Cale Bilheimer of ACGC wins the 3200 meters. Nolan Smith of Audubon won the 400-meter hurdles crown last night. Also in the field events, Brandon Magnuson of Underwood took the discus, Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard the high jump, Brett Daly of Trainer the long jump, and Daniel Jensen of Panorama wins the shot put. Relay winners, Griswold in the 4x100, the 4x200-meter champ, Xyra EHK. Underwood took the 4x4 and the 4x8. Audubon wins the shuttle hurdle relay. IKM Manning wins the sprint medley. Griswold takes the distance medley relay crown. On the girls' side last night, it was Trainer winning the meet with 124 points. Panorama with 112, the second place finisher. ACGC with 99 points was third. Underwood and IKM Manning round out the top five in that girls' field at Audubon last night. Individually, Michaela Olson of Trainer wins the 100-meter dash. Savannah Fuller of ACGC takes the 200 crown. Devin Kemble of Panorama wins the 400. Joanna Topham of Griswold, the 800-meter champ. Morgan Jonk of Panorama wins the 100-meter hurdles. Kate Crawford of ACGC wins the 1500. Joanna Topham of Griswold, the 3,000 meters. Olivia Labs of ACGC wins the 400-meter hurdles, while Underwood's Lauren Shapcott is the discus champ. High jump title goes to Sienna Black of Trainer. Bailey Beckman of Panorama wins the long jump. Melissa Deist of Audubon wins the shot put event. In the relays, ACGC wins the 4x100 and the 4x200. Trainer takes the 4x400-meter title. IKM Manning wins the 4x800. Shuttle hurdle title goes to Underwood. Trainer wins the sprint medley. And IKM Manning takes the distance medley crown last night at Audubon. Fremont Mills hosting its co-ed relays last night as well. On the boys' side, AHSTW, the team champ, with 137 points. Sydney with 132nd, Fremont Mills third with 129. Among the individual winners, Gage Clay of AHSTW wins the 100 meters and the 200 meters. Rhett Walsh of AHSTW takes the 400-meter crown. Jaden Sears of Sydney wins the 800. Parker Powers of Fremont Mills wins the 110 hurdles title. Adam Thompson of Sydney wins both the 1600 and the 3200. Josh Bockert of Sydney, the 400-meter hurdles crown. Sam Phillips of Fremont Mills wins the discus. Zachary Benedict of Sydney, the high jump. Logan Gaylord of Fremont Mills wins the long jump event. Matt Glockel of East Mills, the champ in the shot put. In the relays, Fremont Mills takes the 4x100. AHSTW wins the 4x200. Fremont Mills also the 4x400 champ. Sydney wins the 4x8. Fremont Mills takes the shuttle hurdle relay. Sprint medley goes to AHSTW while Sydney grabs the distance medley crown. On the girls' side last night at Fremont Mills, Sydney wins the meet with 159 points. Fremont Mills with 124 was second. East Mills third with 113. Individually, Maddie Duncan of Sydney, the champ in the 100 meters and the 200 meters. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills wins the 400 and the 800. Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills wins the 100-meter hurdles. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills wins the 1500 and the 3000 meters last night. Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills takes the 400 hurdles. In the field events, Marin Phillips of Sydney wins the discus. Bailey Hauschild of Fremont Mills wins the high jump. Long jump goes to Clara Schaff of Fremont Mills, and Marin Phillips of Sydney wins the shot put. Relay winners, Fremont Mills in the 4x100, Essex in the 4x2, Sydney the 4x4. Sydney also won the 4x8. Fremont Mills took the shuttle hurdle. Essex grabbed both the distance medley and sprint medley relay titles last night. Also at Missouri Valley last night, the Lady Red Relays saw Denison win the team title with 164 points, Carroll the runner-up with 116, Mo Valley right on their heels with 115 for third, Tri-Center placed fourth with 90 points. Among the individual winners last night in the events last evening at Missouri Valley. It was Mo Valley's Jessica Norman winning the 100 meters. Denison's Ellie Mendlick took the 200 meters. Norman of Missouri Valley also wins the 400 meters. Morgan Gossler of Denison wins the 800 meters. The 1500 title went to Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley. She also grabbed the 3000 title. J.C. Schumann of AHSTW wins the 100-meter hurdles. Also last night in the relays, the 4x100 goes to Tri-Center. The 4x200 goes also last night to, well, there's no team listed there. We'll just skip that one. Denison wins the 4x400-meter crown. 4x8 is Denison. Also, Denison wins the sprint medley. Missouri Valley takes the distance medley title last night. Also in the field events, the high jump title went to Sunday Fea of Denison. Brooklyn Hunt of Tri-Center wins the long jump. The shot put title, Ashley Onken, the winner last night. And also in the action last evening in the discus, Sarah Hylison of Denison is the champion. That was at Missouri Valley last evening. Let's move on now to tennis and girls action last night. It was Red Oak over Clarinda 8-1. Shenandoah beat Glenwood 7-2. Clark 9-0 over Southwest Valley. Boys tennis, Atlantic defeating Audubon 8-1. Glenwood over Shenandoah 9-0. Red Oak 7-2 over Clarinda. Clark beat Southwest Valley 8-1. In golf last night, in girls action, Cam over Riverside and Lennox. Cam shoots a 214, Riverside 229, Lennox a 234. Sammy Jotty of Cam, the medalist, with a 44. Clarinda beat Red Oak, 195 for Clarinda, no team score for Red Oak. Southwest Iowa won a triangular with a 205 to beat East Mills and Heartland Christian. In boys golf last night, it was Cam winning a three-team meet with a 161 total. Riverside shot 236. Lennox didn't have a full team score. Ben Timken of Cam shot 38. Tyler Cup of Cam, 38 also. They were medalist and runner-up. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 154-164. Clarinda over Red Oak 149-210. Trainer beat St. Albert 188-216. Southwest Iowa won a three-team meet, shooting a 178 to beat East Mills, who shot 183, and Heartland Christian, who posted a 197. In high school soccer last night, girls action, it was St. Albert over Atlantic 8-0. Tri-Center beat Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey Guthrie Center 2-0. Thomas Jefferson over Glenwood 4-0. Lewis Central 10-0 over Creston. Denison 5-2 over Carroll. Boys soccer saw Tri-Center beat Glenwood 3-1. Abraham Lincoln over St. Albert 3-1. Lewis Central beat Creston 8-1. Harlan edging Riverside 1-0. Denison 10-0 over Missouri Valley. And Carroll beat Nottoway Valley 6-3. In baseball last night, Chris Coughlin made an acrobatic run-scoring leap over St. Louis All-Star catcher Yadier Molina, and Marcus Stroman came across with the go-ahead run after pinch-hitting in the 11th inning and doubling for his first major league hit in the Toronto Blue Jays' 6-5 win over the Cardinals last night. Also, Todd Frazier drove in three runs. Lurie Garcia had three hits, and the White Sox beat the Royals 10-5. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Houston over Cleveland 4-2. Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 2-0. Detroit pounded Seattle 19-9. Minnesota over Texas 8-1. The Angels beat Oakland in 11 innings 2-1. Yankees at Boston rained out. In the National League, Cubs over the Pirates 1-0. Milwaukee beat Cincinnati 9-1. Washington outslugged Colorado 15-12. Arizona beat San Diego 9-3. Dodgers over the Giants 2-1. Miami at Philadelphia and Atlanta at New York were both postponed. In the Pacific Coast League, Omaha beat New Orleans 7-5. Round Rock over Iowa 10-6. St. Louis first baseman Matt Carpenter has been suspended for one game and fined by Major League Baseball for making contact with umpire John Tumpane following his ejection last weekend. Carpenter was called out on strikes by Tumpane during the seventh inning of Sunday's game at Milwaukee. Carpenter threw his bat and was ejected. Manager Mike Matheny came onto the field and argued, and he was also tossed. A discipline was announced yesterday. In the NBA playoffs, the Houston Rockets found a way to stop Russell Westbrook from getting triple-doubles by ending the Oklahoma City Thunder's season. The Rockets advanced to the NBA's Western Conference semifinals, knocking off the Thunder 105-99 in Game 5 last night. James Harden had 34 points to help lead the way. Rockets next face either San Antonio or Memphis in the second round. The Spurs have a 3-2 lead in that series after Kawhi Leonard scored 28 points in a 116-103 win over the Grizzlies. Also last night, The Jazz have a 3-2 lead in their series as Utah posts a 96-92 win over the LA Clippers in Los Angeles. Joel Berry II will continue to play for the North Carolina Tar Heels after leading them to their seventh national championship early this month. Berry did an about-face and withdrew from the NBA draft just a day after the school announced he was leaving a year early. Adrian Peterson is now scheduled to be on the same field as the Minnesota Vikings for week one of the NFL season. He just won't be wearing purple. The longtime Vikings running back has worked out a 2-year contract with the New Orleans Saints. And NASCAR is losing yet another popular driver due to retirement. Dale Earnhardt Jr. has announced he'll retire as a driver at the end of the season, saying he wants to go out on his own terms. The 42-year-old Earnhardt missed much of last season due to concussion-like symptoms, and he acknowledged Tuesday that the time off played a role in his decision. He's become an advocate for research of sports-related brain injuries. The two-time Daytona 500 winner also just got married and says he would like to start a family. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.